Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Another week, another perilous world. And it's not going to change anytime soon, I hate to tell you. Welcome to the show. Well, we got to do something about it. What are you doing? Our guest today says, we've been pivoting like crazy. Her name is Shonda Sumter, and she's joining us right now, CEO and Queen Visionary of Hardcore Business, ad.com, and you can find her on the web, an eight-figure training company designed to empower driven entrepreneurs with the business systems, mindset, leadership, and support they need to use their gifts to create powerful, world-changing movements, profitable, sustainable businesses, and the freedom they crave. She joins us right now. Hi, Shonda.
Hey, how are you?
Pivoting like crazy, are you? I love that. I love that. Oh, my gosh. It's so true.
It's the time for that.
It is. Interesting, crazy times, isn't it?
It is, but I actually kind of like it in a weird sort of way. I don't like what the coronavirus is doing to people, and I don't like the fear. But when you can turn that fear into faith, you can turn that fear into something productive. It's like with panic comes urgency. And there's a lot of people who haven't been living their life with urgency. So it's actually a gift in so many ways.
I totally agree. And you said a very profound thing there, turn that fear into faith. And so many people, they're afraid to turn to the scriptures in times like these because they've been so programmed to, you know, to kind of live their own lives, be the master of your own life, be the, you know, whatever it's got to be, instead of just saying, hey, wait a minute, all right, hold on a second here. We got something big going on. Let's take a step back and, dare I say, pivot. And that pivot could be to all of a sudden also take a look at yourself and your life, the life you've been living, what is most important to you. Love your family because you never know when you're going to lose them. I was saying the other day, I want to try and live every day of my life like it's my last day so that I'm not impatient with people. I learn how to be more kind, more generous, more thoughtful. And guess what? My life is thriving, my personal life. And is it going to cost me some money to help some of my employees? Very possibly so. Am I willing? Yes, 100%. We're all in this together. We got to help each other, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. But, you know, with virtual right now, you can pivot. You know what I mean? You can pivot everywhere. I mean, I agree. Like, a lot of people, their personal lives are thriving because even you were just sharing, because you're having to cancel everything, you're able to like stop and you've now got space in your calendar that you didn't have before. You were just sharing that before we jumped on.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I'm a mom. I'm not having that experience. I'm having a different experience, just like everybody is on the planet right now. Like, if you're riddled in fear right now, you're just scared to even touch a door handle, and washing your hands is like a different experience right now. Yeah. But then, as a mom, my son is not homeschooled, so he's home. My nanny had strep throat, so she's not in the house. And we have thousands upon thousands of entrepreneurs that we're helping. And we just also, you know, lost $2 million a month in revenue with coronavirus like kicking in.
Wow.
Right? So
there's
like so many things here in the moment. And I've honestly have not felt this excited in a long time.
Isn't that interesting? Turning fear into faith and pivoting and having somebody like Shonda Sumter, hardcorebusiness.com, to help coach you through this. That's, you know.
Heart.
Right. Did I say heart? Isn't that funny?
But everybody says that.
Everybody says that.
Heart, like a heart.
So, well, then let's talk about, give me 30 seconds. It is, it's hardcore business. Thank you for the correction. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing hardcore because, you know, I'm a crusty guy. So I like everything hardcore. But yes, hardcore. Give me 30 seconds on where that name came from.
So the 30-second version of that is that I've always worked for someone before I started Hardcore. And I would always go to the CEO, to the decision maker, and I would just help them. I'd pitch a plan, whatever, and I'd end up in a VP position just from being generous to them and giving them a plan. I never even ever intended to get the jobs I got in my life. There's a whole nother story of that.
I love it.
So when I started my own company, I was sitting at a restaurant in Las Vegas, and on a piece of on a napkin. I literally was writing down names. I said, well, I don't really know how to name a company. And I was like, well, okay, so who's the boss? I can't go to the CEO anymore. And I thought, I'd heard a story that there's nothing in your brain, your body that controls your heart. So I was like, it must be God. And so I was like, I work for God now. So that's how I started. That's a hardcore business came about.
I love it. I love Shanda Sumpter. You guys, hardcorebusiness.com. I'm going to come back. We're going to continue on with this conversation. If you like what you're hearing, you understand why she is the CEO and queen visionary at Hardcore Business. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't forget Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Visit our website. It's entrepreneur.com. And you can find lots of good podcasts and lots of information, videos, everything you need to improve your business there. Our guest today, Shanda Sumpter. She's the queen visionary and CEO at HardcoreBusiness.com. We were talking just about how she got that name. I know her husband, Ash, who, by the way, I met him on a fishing trip in Alaska, and I had this immediate connection to this guy. I was like, I love this man, and just a sweet guy, businessman, very successful. And then then what happens is I meet his wife, and I'm like, there's two of these people in this world. So I'm so happy to have you guys as friends, and now to learn more about what you do and what you guys are doing together. And I love how you said, you know, generosity was part of everything you do in your world, and the fact that you guys are pivoting like crazy. How do you keep that generosity still flowing? And is it generosity of spirit, of information? Where do you, when you, how
all
do you,
of it.
Yeah, it's there you go. There you go.
It's all of it. So if someone's sitting at home right now and you know, your audience is all entrepreneurs, which is who, you know, it's our tribe. That's who we work with as well. And it's like, if entrepreneurs, it's like their business has just stopped. It's like, just stop for a second. And people will say, like, here's some of the things I'm hearing. I'm afraid to go make offers out there right now because I don't want to seem insensitive. And I'm like,
right.
Okay, you're not taking advantage of anybody. If anything, if they're moving towards fear right now and you make an offer, you put yourself in a position where they're refocusing on something that they care about. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they're like, right now you've got relationships that are falling apart. So if you're helping relationships right now, you've got a situation where if you make an offer, you might save a marriage,
right?
If you're in a situation where you've got, you know, you're helping entrepreneurs build businesses, make an offer so that they can get focused right now. So I think it's critically important for people to be making offers right now so that you can get people off fear and back into purpose.
I love how you're pivoting outdoor because I heard your kid in the background. I love that.
Yeah. I am.
We have to pivot.
Like, Mom.
But here's the best part. You said it because I have to tell you, you nailed it because I have a proposal I'm supposed to put together for a big company, and something inside was saying to me, no, it's not a good time. It's like, they're not going to be focused on that. But the reality is that guess what? Everybody is pivoting like crazy, like we are, and they need to plan for the future too. Cause what happens if all of a sudden they find the cure for this thing, which they're saying they're finding cures left and right all of a sudden, and it ends in 30 days. And then what about these giant corporations that have not planned for when it's over? And then they're left with, uh-oh, what do we do now? So guess what? The planning is going on now for the next big thing is going to be in business. Because business, our world is not just going to stop. We're going to take off again. We're going to downshift and put the pedal to the metal and recover. That's what Americans do. That's what America's all about.
Yeah, well, on top of it, it's like when you think about generosity, just instead of protecting yourself about not wanting somebody to think negatively about you making an offer, protect your client or your customer. And if you put generosity into thinking about your client or your customer, you'll create an offer that they need and they want. And then you won't feel bashful about making that offer. You'll be excited. So like some of the things that we've offered, like even yesterday, we jumped online, we did a 3-hour live. We literally showed entrepreneurs how to go vertical in any business, catering business, any business, like right now. And so instead of closing, laying people off, like, here's what you do. And we showed them. And then we literally said, you know, we made an offer that was so good, Alan, that I've never made an offer like that in my entire life. Like, it was so generous and giving. And what happened was people went crazy over it. That's and awesome. So, you know, where we lost $2 million in revenue, you know, we started picking up $70,000 every couple hours online.
That's awesome.
Do you get what I'm saying? So,
right.
So when you
pivot.
Shift and yeah. you, what were you going to say?
I said pivot. You got to, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If
right,
you pivot, you're going to find that what you do right now is going to impact your business in a like 3-6 months from now. So don't be lazy.
That's right.
So put your head in the sand. Get out there and give to people.
All right. Hang tight. We're going to come back with more of Shanda Sumpter. Again, you can find her online at heartcorebusiness.com. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Gosh, I don't even know where to start with Shanda Sumpter. Through her coaching programs, private coaching, live events, and her Coach Yourself to Success Facebook group, she does some amazing things for people, and I hope that you guys check her out online at heartcorebusiness.com or at her Facebook page, Coach Yourself to Success. It's a Facebook group, so you got to go to the group pages to find that. Shanda, I would love to get some help for the people that are listening out here during these perilous, crazy times to help to grow their company or at least prepare for growth because, okay, maybe we're having to idle for a minute. But guess what? When we put the clutch in, put it into gear, and let off the clutch and put the pedal to the metal, man, business is going to soar back into the 25, 6, 7, 8, 9,000 stock market numbers again. It's just at idle right this moment. What can you advise people to do right now during these times?
Okay, so Alan, remember when the real estate market crashed?
Yep.
Okay, so I sold the product that nobody wanted, a house. And what I did was I found who would find that house valuable right now. And I packaged that up and sold it to the UK, to Hong Kong, all through just emails, like finding the contact us page on a website and reaching out to investment groups, asked them what they wanted. And then I found the product for them in America. My point in sharing that with you is we're talking about pivoting. We're talking about these times. We're talking about an idol, but you know, it's like, I actually think this is where I hate to say it, the lazy and the driven get separated. Mm. Like, this is not a time to sit back. It's not, it's like, you know, like when a duck sees its mom, a baby duck sees its mom and it gets like, you know, latched onto the mom and,
right.
and will do anything the mom wants it to do. My point is like right now you have an opportunity to be generous, giving, get out there. Don't be silent. Don't just take care of yourself. Get out there and help people. You got Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, you got email distribution. You can, whether you own a restaurant or you're a coach or a consultant or whatever your company is right now, you have to be vocal. And it's not about selling your product. It's about addressing the fear that your customer's having. Mm. And if you can get out there and address the fear that your customer's having and ask them what they need right now, they're going to tell you what you should be making offers about. And it's just like the baby duck that gets connected to the mom. If you want to have incredible authority, incredible love and loyal customers, then now's the time to go out there because they're panicked. So now this isn't taking advantage of someone. This is actually being a good human being and stop focusing on just yourself right now and your bottom line and actually get out there and make a difference for people.
You know what? It's like, being a good shepherd to the sheep. They need to see the shepherd standing up there so they feel comfortable and safe And that's the way.
Exactly.
Even in the movie, The Ten Commandments, one of my favorite movies, they said, Moses, get up on the rock so the people can see you. It's like, we got to make ourselves visible. You know what I mean? If we're leaders, we got to lead. Yep.
It's so important because, like, people know who you are right now by how you're showing up.
That's right.
And so if you're out there and you're making a difference for people right now, first of all, like, they're going to tell you what they want offers around. They're going to tell you. Like, I am a working mom. I own a company that's busting at the seams, right? Just growing like crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to grow more right now than we would have if this didn't happen. And so will people listening if they pay attention to getting out there and helping people. Just even if you're like, I don't know what to help them with. Well, then you're still stuck in looking at you. Like, just ask.
Yeah.
What are you struggling with? Like, send out an email. What are you struggling with right now? We want to find a way for us to help you. Just ask. No different than being in a marriage and asking your spouse, like, how you doing? You know, like, what's coming up for you right now? What are you fearful about? You can talk to the general public that way. And when you do, they tell you. And then go out there and assemble. One of the things I love is, I was actually sharing this with my mom, and my mom goes, I feel like people are taking advantage of people right now. I go, Mom, and here's where she got this. The disaster kits, you know, like the earthquake buckets and stuff like that.
Right.
Many of them are repositioned themselves online to match coronavirus.
Ah,
right?
Right.
And I think that's brilliant. I think that's so brilliant because you know what? I have four buckets in my garage that I bought a year ago because I live in California and I thought if there was an earthquake, I don't have anything.
Right.
Do you know, as everybody's panicking in the grocery stores, I'm not panicking because I have those four buckets downstairs.
Right.
And if worse came to worse, I know I have food and I've got stuff to take care of my family. You know I have that. And so what a great move on their part. And thank God they listened to the public.
Yep.
And they pivoted their marketing to serve people, right? So it's like, are they bad because they made an offer?
No.
No, thank God they made an offer because they bring down the stress.
Have a voice. Shanda Sumpter, S-H-A-N-D-A-S-U-M-P-T-E-R. You can find her online at Shanda Sumpter on the Twitter and Instagram and all that. Heartcore business. All from the heart, this woman. I love her. I love her husband, Ash. I heard little Zach running around the background. Thank you for the advice. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your heart. Love you.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, guys, I got a special guest, one of my buddies, one of the guys that works with us at Entrepreneur Magazine, Entrepreneur Media. Let me just give you a little bit of the down low on David. David Meltzer, he is the co-founder of Sports One Marketing and formerly served as the CEO of the renowned Lee Steinberg Sports Entertainment Agency, which was the inspiration for the movie Jerry Maguire, one of my favorite movies. His life's mission is to empower over a billion people to be happy. The simple yet powerful mission has led him on an incredible journey to provide one thing, value, in all his content and communication, and that's exactly what you'll receive. He is a three-time international best-selling author, a top 100 business coach, and executive producer of Entrepreneur's number one digital business show, Elevator Pitch. If you haven't seen it, make sure you do. And he's a host of also a top entrepreneur broadcast, The Playbook. His new book, Game Time Decision Making, was number one new release, and Dave has been recognized by Variety Magazine as their Sports Humanitarian of the Year and awarded the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. Joining us right now, my buddy, my pal, Dave Meltzer. Hi, Dave.
I think that's most important. I am your buddy and your pal, and so great to hear your voice. I hope you're happy and healthy as everyone else.
You know what? I got to say, I love your wife. I love her attitude. You have rubbed off on her, or maybe she has rubbed off on you. And watching Facebook, how it's just fun. We can see each in kind of a window into each other's lives during these perilous times. And keeping a great attitude is so important. And that's why I thought, you know, I mean, you've done so much for so many. And, you know, just that little bit I read there, that was probably actually, I could kept reading for this whole segment. But I want to get your viewpoint on entrepreneurs and how we should be thinking right now during this this crazy time with the coronavirus thing going on.
Absolutely. We should think in two ways, one stability and one opportunity. So the key to being an entrepreneur is staying in business. So the first thing we need to do is guarantee that we're going to be in business tomorrow. So we have to look at two things, cash and culture. So make sure that you have enough cash, or you're going to create enough cash to stay in business for tomorrow, and then stick and build your culture through personal experiential giving and receiving value. Stability is so important. People ask me, how do you find, you know, that stability? Well, one, mentorship. Obviously, there's people out there like myself that have lived 93, 97, 2001, and 2008, and we paid a lot of dummy tax.
Right.
A lot of dummy tax that you can save by simply asking someone that may have been here before, and uncertain times when they're compressed and accelerated with all the fear, anxiety, and ego-based emotions that are out there. You need to stabilize your environment. Then you can stabilize other people by who has the most potential aligned with your capabilities. How do we find out, though, what capabilities to utilize to stabilize? Here's what I do, and it's a simple trick. I go to the stock market. I don't invest in the stock market. I think it's a waste of time and emotion, because I'd rather focus my time and emotion in making money and then save the money that I make, because that energy is better used there. But listen to me. If you look at the top 50 performing stocks right now, top 50%, and you look at the capabilities of those companies and then see how synergistic and your capabilities are, or how supplementary your capabilities are to those companies, you will find things that allow you to either stabilize or things to make money and create opportunity. Two, beyond that, if you look at even the most 50 stable companies in the stock market, once again, comparing your capabilities to theirs, synergistic and supplementary, you can actually find how they have stabilized and where they have stabilized their economies. And then finally, most importantly, look at the ones that have been crushed. If you look at the top 50 companies that have been crushed, you can find capabilities for the future where opportunities may lie. Now, the last piece of advice in this overview for me in mentorship is really simple. What I like to do is look at the industry that I'm most interested or most capable in. And what I do is I seek out a mentor for one quick question. Let me know when this is oversold, whatever it may be. And then that's when I buy. And then I just ask a second request. Can you call me when it's overbought again? Because the easiest and best way to make money as an entrepreneur is to buy things that are oversold and sell them when they're overbought. And if you're consistently making that margin, you don't have to worry about anything. And why do you have to relearn or pay the dummy tax yourself? There's been people, if you're a real estate person in a certain area, go find the guy that's been there successfully for 40 years and simply ask him, tell me when this commercial properties or residential properties or whatever you're looking at is oversold, and buy. And then wait and ask them when they're overbought. These are really simple things. As well as in the marketplace right now, if you're looking to stabilize your economy, I have people on the internet, they're finding arbitrage everywhere. There's people that are desperate to sell things and people that are still asking to buy them. And there's an arbitrage there to create stability. And I think it also creates future opportunity.
It's so interesting, as I'm listening to you, I feel kind of guilty, and maybe let's analyze this together for a second. I've seen a whole bunch of real estate deals that I'm looking at going, man, I'll bet that guy's open for an offer right about now. And I kind of feel, you know, a little dark and evil about thinking to myself, well, I've got money. I want to spend it on something. I think maybe your property might be good. You know, I mean, am I evil for thinking that way? Or is it just now is an opportunity for entrepreneurs?
Look, here's an opportunity. Look, guilt is an ego-based emotion, just like anger, frustration, and anxiety. You know, you're doing somebody a favor. if they're willing to sell, you might be saving their family from a variety of other things. You may be saving other businesses and other properties because they were able to liquidate so quickly. You may have been saving them from just the bank making the money, right?
Right.
So why is your perspective one of guilt? Because we have in our condition to not be worthy of what we received. Everybody, listen to me. We are helping one another by putting our money in motion. Money doesn't disappear, but it slows down. What we want to do is let's speed back up the money so more people can get in the way of it. Mm. Right? When it stops, nobody can get in the way of it. Right. Let's create that flow of money. So get rid of the guilt, get rid of the receiving issues and the worthiness issues, and let's go out there. And it's okay. I'd rather Alan Taylor make money than Bank of America.
Exactly.
I promise.
All right, hold tight. I'm playing this song, and it's apropos. I need to get some more of you into my life, Dave Meltzer. Oh, man. I wish we were a little closer. I love this advice. You know, I think maybe I'm turning into a snowflake or something here. I'm feeling guilty for wanting to invest. I don't know. I don't know what to do. We'll take a little break. David Meltzer's with us. You can find him at sportsonemarketing.com. Sports1marketing.com. The man is an animal. We're going to come back and get more of him in just a minute. And give you some more of him in your life. It is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Hey, this is Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't forget, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere, also on the web. If you're an entrepreneur or a wantrepreneur, you want to be an entrepreneur, now's a good time to do it. Boy, take the jump. Maybe you're laid off and you got a little time. Get that business going. The government may even help you. David Meltzer joining us. You can find him. By the way, if you go to entrepreneur.com, look up Elevator Pitch. It's kind of a Shark Tank kind of show, but killing it out there, by the way. Three-time international best-selling author. Game time decision making, and it is game time decision making right now, David Meltzer. Just looking for some advice again on being an entrepreneur or some of these folks that right now are at home. Maybe it's time to actually get that business going that they've been thinking about. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think exactly. I have one word to tell everybody, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it's inventory. One of the things when things slow down that we can do is take inventory. And the first thing that we should take inventory of is our values. So what this does, a lot of times we're caught up in the weeds. We don't have time to take inventory of our personal, experiential, giving, and receiving values. But if we can take that inventory, then take inventory on what assets we have, what resources we have, maybe what we have in our closet, what we have in our garage. Looking even emotionally, taking inventory of some of, like I said, these ego-based emotions that may be driving us or excelling us in the wrong trajectory. You know, ego-based emotions like worthiness and guilt and offense and regret and, you know, anger and anxiety and separation, inferiority, superiority. If you can take away one word from this segment, it's inventory. Let's take inventory. Let's take the time to innovate and create. But more importantly, I think, take inventory of your values so that you can have a clear trajectory of not only stabilizing your economy, but taking advantage of these opportunities to grow your economy when everyone else needs you to grow it.
Mm. That is perfect. So here's one. You know, I love talking with Dave, by the way. I think we mentor each other. The teacher is the student. Every time I'm learning something from you, hopefully you learn something from me every now and then. And I mean, these are those relationships that you got to cherish in your life, people, is that mentorship that you get from people that you love, honor, and trust. And Dave, I learned something the other day I want to share with you. And it's the importance of a good spirit, because you have spirit language. I mean, have you ever walked up to a dog and it's shaking and its tail's between its legs and it's like it's looking at you like it's afraid? A lot of us right now look like that. Our spirit of fear is speaking louder than our language. Like people say, hey, man, you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm okay. You know, it's like baloney. I can read your spirit language, man. You're afraid. You're scared to death right now. So guess what? You got to learn how to calm down. I'll bet Dave Meltzer does some sort of a meditation or something in the mornings just to get yourself set. What do you do lately, Dave? Or for a long time?
Yeah, for a long time, 13 years, since 2008. when I was carrying the wrong energy, that no matter what I said to people, oversold them, back end sold them, manipulated, lied or cheat, whatever I had to do, I was carrying the wrong energy. And that energy was scarcity and fear. And so what I do is I practice ending fear. And the way that I do that is I meditate first thing in the morning to find my highest frequency, because that becomes a baseline for my day. And that baseline then allows me to, one, identify when I'm not at my highest frequency and feeling the best. And two, ask myself, why don't I feel the way that I felt when I was meditating? Now, those of you that haven't practiced meditation and feel resistant to it, I was one of those people. I continue to practice it, but it could be a just find something you love to do. You know, if you like to swim, if you like to walk, if you like to read the paper, you know, or the internet, whatever, but find positive things so that the beginning of your day is your first action, because everything's a reaction from there. And then the reaction should be what I call stop, drop, and roll. My mom always told me, you catch on fire, you stop, drop, and roll. Well, what happens is when we are in that accelerated fear, when we're in that ego-based emotion of anxiety, when we have compressed time into quick change so that people feel anxious and we have a collective belief of anxiety, what you got to do is realize that your mind, your body, and your soul are all on fire. So just stop for a second, drop your blood pressure and breathe, and then remind yourself where that higher frequency is, that baseline is, and roll back up there. Like, don't allow everything to continue to accelerate in the wrong trajectory. And when we come out the other side of these challenging times, you end up going, why am I so far away from where I wanted to be, instead of so much further than you thought you would be? It's a simple mindset and it's a simple practice. And we need to find that highest frequency in order to do that.
It's beautiful, man. And I'm telling you what, people, if you don't think other people can see your spirit language and your fear, they can. They may not ever speak up to you and say, hey, man, everything okay? And you wonder, like, why are you asking that? Because your spirit language is talking to their kind of spirit language. And listen, it may sound, you know, hippie-like, but I'll tell you what, this is good advice. We'll take a little break. Got one more segment with David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing. DaveMeltzer.com, MELTZER.com, DaveMeltzer.com. You got to read his books, watch him on Entrepreneur, Elevator Pitch. This is a guy that can be your mentor. He is mine. We'll be right back. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, my guest today, David Meltzer, you can find him in so many different ways, but I'll just give you more. How's that? Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. Sports, the number one, and MKTG, like marketing. Sports One MKTG. Or just go to @DaveMeltzer. So that's @SportsOneMarketing. You can find him online, sportsonemarketing.com or davemeltzer.com. He's one of these guys you want more of in your life. And so I wish I could spend more time with you, Dave. I get to have you on the show every now and then. You're doing such a good job. I am actually happy for you, because I know with the amount of travel that you do, especially last year with your 50th anniversary or your 50th birthday, and you did 50 birthday parties to raise money. I mean, you did, you know, for nonprofit, you did so much. I don't even, I'm like happy for you. You're with your family. I'm seeing pictures of you like I've never seen. Like you got this little kind of cherub face, little smile. Like, yes, I'm doing nothing. I don't know if it's possible for you to do nothing, but so what are you doing these days while we're all sequestered to our homes?
You know, there's two things that I'm practicing. I had to move into my closet. I moved into a walk-in closet. That's my office.
I love it.
Up there through my bedroom, I have not only my four children home from college and home, but my nieces moved in with me and, of course, my wife and my dog.
Yeah.
So I had to find the quietest place I could. So I have instituted two practices. One is toughness. You know, I've told people if you want to distinguish yourself in a good market, you got to be tough because people get fat and lazy. So I have a mindset of toughness to be as productive, accessible, and gracious as I can. I'm going to have a try me attitude, not a why me attitude. And then the second thing that I'm doing differently, which may surprise people, is telephone. You know, I know everyone's now on to Zoom, and I do a lot, you know, obviously live and all these other things. But the one thing that I'm doing differently that I love is I'm taking inventory of my telephone. And so my contact list, I'm going through, and if I haven't talked to you in the last 10 years, I'm erasing you from my phone and figure you'll call me back if you want. But two, I'm calling people to ask, how can I be of service or of help? I'm letting them know that I'm here. I have paid a lot of dummy tax during times like this. Road to recovery, road to revenue. These are areas that I really know from personal experience. And I'm pounding, like I am not cold calling, but dialing as if I'm smiling and dialing. I'm smiling through struggle by seeing how much good and how much help I can provide. So toughness and telephone. I know it appears that I'm actually spending more time with my family, which I'm really proud of, is I'm actually still spending as much time as I was, and it's just different time. I'm reading books to my son, you know, things I've never done before. So toughness and telephone will get you there, I promise.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm very proud of you, man, and I will tell everybody, he is the nicest human being in the world, but he will also kick your ass. So if you need help...
I got to tell you, like, the new brand, a lot of people are calling me the ferocious Buddha.
You're like the cartoon of that panda bear that was like the karate panda or whatever that thing
yeah,
was.
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda. I'm the ferocious Buddha. Watch out.
That's so awesome. And I love that. You know, it's like, here's... And just in closing here, you know, watch everybody, watch your spirit language. And you can have a great spirit language. And also, guess what? When it's time to turn off that sweet, nice spirit language and say, back off, buddy, you can just curl your eyebrows a little bit and it sends out a message. And Dave's one of those guys, I've seen it a couple of times when somebody pushes, gets a little too close, he looks at them just right and almost does some sort of a invisible karate move and they just back up like they got kicked back. So I love that, man. I love how you've mastered your ability to control the environment that you're in, to seize the environment and to stabilize it. That is a rare thing. You are a guy that brings stability into people's lives, and I certainly appreciate it, Dave. You're the best, man.
I love you and appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I'm playing it again. Got to get you into my life. You can find him again, you guys, Sports One Marketing. Use the number one, sports1marketing.com. DaveMeltzer.com. Did you hear that? It was like that was meant to be, the little sound there.
It was awesome.
There it is again. DaveMeltzer.com. Watch him on Elevator Pitch. Listen to his entrepreneur podcast, The Playbook. And check out his book, Game Time Decision Making. It's the number one new release out there. He's my friend. He can be yours. I'm Alan Taylor. Dave, thank you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Take care.
Be safe, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.